just in case some of you are wondering, yes, God is still winning. The devil's crew, there's just a lot of them, that's all. There's a lot of devils and a lot of demons, a lot of doctrines of devils and doctrines of demons. But God is still winning, because think about it. They can't function without God. They're the anti. The devil was head of worship.
So I saw one channel today.
Not today, last night. Where they were sitting there praising God, then they started praising the devil at the same time. See what I'm saying? They speak out of both sides of the mouth, because think about it, the devil was a head of worship before he fell. Because you might be scratching your head saying, how can the devil's crowd speak some truth but then turn around and speak lies? Because that's what the devil is. He'll give you 99% truth and then 1% lies, you know. That's why we have the Bible.
That's why
the Bible is our litmus test. If they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them.
And so,
we're in a sacrificial redemptive system. They're going to go against that even. They're going to go against that. It's obvious what's happening here, people. The devil is a mimic, but they can't endure. The devil will mimic and mock and parrot what the born-again saints are saying, the believers, but they cannot endure. They might fool you for a season, but they cannot endure. So here's one of the tricks of the devil. He wants to fool you. He's a jester. He's a mocker. He wants to fool you and try to pull you in as a friend or whatever, and then flip the script on you to try to get you bitter and try to take away your equilibrium. But remember, he will do anything to try to take away your equilibrium. So don't let them destabilize you, because that's all they're trying to do. If somebody flips out and flips the script, don't take it personally. If they fooled you, don't. It's a spiritual warfare. Don't feel bad. Okay, so you got fooled, but you learned the lesson. You learned the lesson. Let it go. It was an object lesson for you not to trust people right off the bat. You know, it takes time to trust somebody. You see what I'm saying? There's very few people. There's really very few channels that you can really trust. They go off into heresy and isms, and it's just ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. You have to get in the Word yourself, and you have to stand on what's true. And if you want to watch a channel, that's cool. But if you watch a channel and then all of a sudden they blow a head gasket and they go off the deep end, and or they go out in the ditch somewhere, don't take it personally. Don't let it destroy your equilibrium, because that's what the devil's trying to do, mess you up. God is in control. The reason they were able to fool you is because the devil was the head of worship. Remember that. But he's fallen now. So their daddy, the devil, they have to do what he does. They have to be like him. They're deceivers. And so you actually saw the devil through a person face to face. You actually saw the wisdom's justified over children. So you actually saw a demon in a person, and you saw how evil the devil is. They put on that painted face and then they shapeshift. So don't let it don't be dismayed or let it destroy your faith or equilibrium or anything, because that's what the devil does. And his children have to do the same thing. They can talk a bit. Most of the time, the people who talk the biggest talk, if you hire somebody and they talk the biggest, yeah, I can do this job, I'm the best one out there. The ones that usually talk the biggest talk are the ones who are the laziest, or the ones who are the worst hire, you know. Seen it 1,000 times. The big talkers are the ones you don't want to hire, but the ones that show the resume and have the proof, they don't have to brag. They just do it. They get it done.